coming to you live from WWDB AM Talk Radio 860, Craig Lurch with Unscripted Real Estate Talk. We are going to be here every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11. There is no bad conversation. There is no good conversation. It is just real estate conversation about what's going on in Philly and the metropolitan area. I am so excited because this is going to be unscripted. That's right. It is not a reality show. This is coming to you live. If you'd like to send me a DM, go to my Instagram, Unscripted Real Estate. Send me a DM and I'll try to answer it as we're here. Stay with me. Share it with your friends. Let's have some fun over the next 30 minutes together. Hey, welcome to WWDB AM Talk Radio 860 with Craig Lurch. Hey, coming to you live right now, I'm actually having a chance to look at our fantastic skyline here in Philly. And the question I always have from people, is it worth moving to Philly? Absolutely. Absolutely. Why wouldn't you want to move to Philly? We just got ranked by Zillow in one of the top 10 cities to move to. That's huge. We're going to discuss that as we go about. But you're probably wondering, why is this guy all of a sudden on real estate talk? Well, going back to a story that I was born in this business. I'm an SOB, which means I'm a son of a broker. That means when most people, their parents grow up and say, I want you to be a lawyer. I want you to be a doctor. I want you to be this, a veterinarian. Well, I can guarantee you one thing. When I was born, my dad said, you're going to sell real estate because he sold real estate. And my brother sells real estate. And my sister Debbie sells real estate. And my stepbrother Kurt sells real estate. And my stepmother. So we got a whole long family of real estate. So it's a lot of passion. And when somebody asked me, it was Mark Bernstein from Founders Forum had me on his show. He goes, why don't you do a radio show? I said, I don't know how to do it because I sell real estate daily. I'm not a radio host. I'm not a book writer. I do coach agents. I do have teams around the country that I work with and help build their businesses, but I'm not a radio host. So I was a little nervous. So I decided, hey, you know what? How to get out of your comfort zone is just do it. So here we are for the next couple months. We're going to be trying this out. I'm going to look forward to hearing from you in DM. You can always shoot me emails at craig@craiglurch.com. Also, you can also always DM me to Unscripted Real Estate on Instagram. So in the future, we're also going to be going live with that. So here's a question. Why would you want to move to Philly? Well, I'm passionate about Philly. I was born here, raised here, and the real estate market is awesome. We're reaching out to everybody in South Jersey, and I like Philly also because the reasons we can get to the beaches, we can get to the mountains, we can get to Delaware, we can get to New York, we can get to Washington, D.C. But my passion really got started with when I first got in. I had an opportunity to meet a gentleman by the name of Jay Lamont, who used to do All About Real Estate Talk on his radio station. I used to listen to that every Sunday morning, along with Sinatra on Sundays and Friday with Frank with Sid Mark. Again, culture of Philadelphia. Jay Lamont was a mecca. He taught me as much listening, and he taught me my license at Temple University when I got my license, to also understand the market. And understand that you got to give back to the market. And as a realtor, if you're not giving back to your community, you shouldn't be selling it. It's not there. If you're not passionate about helping your area, if you're not helping your community, that's a challenge there. So then another person helped me in the real estate business early in the years was Alan Dom. To me, he's the heavyweight champion of real estate in the world. Coming to it from Philadelphia, he had a mayoral run. He's helped city council. He sells downtown. And he's a fantastic guy, huge heart, and also involved in real estate. And he's also built a huge real estate mecca of restaurants. But as the city goes about its way, everybody always asks me, how's the real estate market? And the first thing I always ask them is, are you buying, are you selling, or are you investing? It's not a general question, how's the real estate market? It varies to everything that we talk about. Everybody says that the interest rates are high. The first sale I made 36 years ago and over 4,000 sales ago, the interest rate was 14.9%. It was a sale price of $49.9. It was on a 2100 block of LaRue Street. I still drive by the house. It's still there. I actually own a rental on that block in Wissanoming area. And when they say, marry the house, date the rate, they mean that. Ownership is pride. Everybody has a dream to own a home. It may not be your dream home right away, but if you're going to be in a city, you're going to be around for at least 5 years in your area. Sit with a real estate agent. Sit with a successful real estate agent. There's over 10,200 of them in the city of Philadelphia metropolitan area. There's over 35,000 just in Pennsylvania in the area also. But let's look at this. Get educated. Get educated from a successful realtor. Get educated on how to buy. Understand what location, the conditions, the term, the agent is part of that product and the price. How do you work through those things if you're a first-time home buyer? If you're a first-time home buyer in this market, you should be sitting down, especially after the changes with NAR and the real estate industry on August 17th. You should not be out looking for a house until you're sitting with a realtor, understanding the process going from point A to point B that we're going to be talking about in the future on other sessions. We're going to have mortgage people in here. We're going to have home inspectors in here. We're going to have financial advisors, or should you or shouldn't you buy. We're going to have home stagers in here talking about it for the clients that are looking to sell. But right now I'm touching on first home buyers. You want to buy in this market, don't worry about the interest rate. Find out how to get in. There are some great programs out there, PHFA. Get with a good mortgage lender, get with a good agent, and figure out how to do that. The other great things about why you want to live in the city of Philadelphia is because we're ranked in the top 10. Zillow's put us in the top 10 cities for 2025 to live in. Why do you want to do that again? Because we got art, we got culture, we have family, we got the Mummers. And the best, we got the Eagles, we got the Sixers, we got the Phillies, we got the Union. Coming into 2026, we have a one-of-a-kind thing in the whole world, the anniversary of our country. 2026, 250 years, is going to be celebrated here in Philadelphia. So let's talk about the sales level right now. If you look at it, it's going back to the inventory. The inventory levels are going back to the early 2000s. What does that mean? It means it's a tough market sometimes for buyers, depending on where you're at. Some parts of the city are down. Some parts of the city have more inventory. Some parts of the suburbs are down in inventory. Some are up in inventory. And we'll talk about that more as we go about. But just remember that as you're buying a house, it is stressful. It's almost like getting married, getting divorced, having death. But the point is, get educated as we deal with that. The reason Philadelphia is also known for its brotherly love is because as you walk through the diversity of these neighborhoods, and that's what makes Philly real. You have Fishtown, you have West Kensington, you have South Philly, you have Rittenhouse. Then you go out into the suburbs. We have Ambler, Newtown. We have Delco. Overall, it's a very affordable city. The median sale price in the city last year was $257,000. They say it's going to go up by roughly 2 to 3% in the next 12 to 24 months. Prices are also variable as a big choice that takes place. I know, because you can be in South Philly where you can still get some homes in that $300,000 to $500,000 range, but then other areas you can't. So what does that mean? You got to figure out where you want to be and what you're looking for in life. The highest buyers coming into the city right now that we're seeing are the millennials, the 27 to 42 buyers. They're relocating here also because a lot of people are transient. COVID actually, I think, helped the market on a lot of people. It made them realize that they don't have to be in an office, and companies did also. But what it did is it helped cities like ours, I think. And this is my opinion and only my opinion. For people to be able to live in the city, work in the city, walk around, enjoy time with their dog, go to the local yoga shops, go to the local restaurants, go to the local dog groomers, spend time with their neighbors. I had a good client of ours come in town from Connecticut, Ariel, and she was focused right on her neighborhood. And guess what? We ended up finding another neighborhood because one of the things we did as a realtor is we went there and educated them as a buyer. We walked into the shops. We wanted them to see where they were going to be living, who the people they'd be working with. And that's key. If you're not getting educated on your space, you may want to find a new realtor. Let's talk about sellers right now. Let's go back to why is their market so good? Well, again, it really varies where you're sitting in the city. You're seeing some homes sit, and if they are sitting, like I said, we were talking about price, condition, terms, agent, and the main thing is location. One thing Jay Lamont always used to say, location, location, location. Out of those five variables that I just said, the hardest one to change is location. You can't dig the house up. You can't dig the property up and move it. You could take it, but the ground's still going to be the location it is. All right? The condition. The condition is going to vary the price. If you want top dollar, you better make sure that house is in great shape. Understand that the buyer's going to pay top dollar. 70% of the buyers out there today do not have vision to do the work. They have the money to put down. They have the money to pay for the payment, but they don't have the vision nor the time nor the aptitude to really want to go in and do the work themselves. The next one is terms. When are they willing to settle? That is a big deal. If you're a seller and you're trying to sell and you got to worry about staying in your house for 6 months, that can be challenging to a buyer. A lot of buyers I'm seeing are wanting to be in the house in 30 to 45 days because their leases are ending or they've sold their home and their buyer buying their lease. So there's a lot of trickle-down effect. So you sometimes have to figure out what happens if we sell the home and I don't have somewhere to go. That seems to be a problem that run into. Agent, like I said, you want to interview your agent. Interview one, two, three of them, especially with the new changes in NAR, to know that they know what is going on in your marketplace. All right? And then price. Price is determined by your ready, willing, able buyer and seller. You're always going to take your high out. You're going to take your low out. And you're going to look at the meat and potatoes of it because that's what the appraisers are going to look at. The banks are having appraisals, and I'm actually starting to have challenges with some of the appraisals because remember, as an appraisal takes place and a market softens, and if there's equity in the appraised value to the price the buyer's willing to pay, sometimes they build in closing costs. So example, if you had a $450,000 sale on one of your streets and they gave a $10,000 concession towards some repairs or closing costs for a buyer, when that appraiser uses that comparable sale the next time, they're not using 450, they're using 440. So that's something very important when you're pricing your home. Look to see if there were any seller concessions taking place. All right? As I'm dealing with buyers in this marketplace, we sit and we actually talk about what is your story. And I do the same thing with the seller. And our story is something that we're going to talk about when I come back from break. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about your story. Looking forward to seeing you right after the break.
Ready to elevate your real estate experience? Whether you're buying your first home, seeking that dream luxury residence, or aiming to expand your investment portfolio, Craig Lurch EXP Realty Luxury is your go-to expert. With 36 years of unparalleled expertise in the Philadelphia area and beyond, Craig is dedicated to transforming lives through real estate. Don't settle for just anyone. Choose the expert who knows from Philly to the shore to anywhere worldwide. Call or text Craig Lurch today at 267-214-7728 and start your journey to real estate success. Nothing too big or too small. We sell it all. First-time home buyers, trading up, downsizing, and luxury real estate.
Hey, welcome back. So let's pick up where we were just finishing off. We were talking about story. Where did I learn story from? I learned it from a business coach of mine. Yes, I have a business coach. If you don't have a coach, you're kind of teaching yourself. All pros, Tiger Woods, all the professionals, they all have coaches. They have stretching coaches. They have Jalen Hurts has got coaches. So if you're not getting coached and you're in the real estate business, you better think twice about doing that. But my business coach, we went through this and we realized that we can sit with our clients like a lot of people do and we can spew about how great we are and what we do. Just remember, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I have a focus every day. Every day I have three funnels. One is to change lives, and that is by working with buyers, sellers, negotiating contracts, working professionally with other agents, doing random acts of kindness for people. Example, walking into a bakery and dropping a $100 bill and saying, hey, anonymously, just run this bill until all the money goes out. Drives the baker in my area crazy because his staff doesn't know what to do with that. All right. Random acts are holding a door for somebody, letting somebody pull out in front of you when you're in traffic and you're in a rush. Other thing is sometimes just standing there and saying thank you, really listening when you're talking to somebody. Changing lives is my number one thing I have to do every day. The other thing is make money. Hey, we're all here to make money. If not, it's really not a good spot, but you can't change lives without making money. But I don't make money unless I'm helping change people's lives in the real estate world. And the last one is have fun. If I'm not having fun doing it, I'm not doing it. So when I sit with my clients, I explain that to them. My goal is to change their life, to help them go from point A to point B to point C. The other thing is I am going to get paid. I wasn't born on home base. Most of us weren't. So yes, at the end of the day, there has to be a reward. I call it our success reward. And the other thing is having fun. And as we go through that process, I let my buyers and sellers know, how you feeling? Are you stressed out? How can we handle that? And again, we're constantly focusing on making sure that we're staying in at least two of these three funnels every day in everything I touch. If it doesn't fit, I don't do it. When I get asked to do this show, I said, okay, how's it going to fit in my funnels? Is it going to change lives? Absolutely. Why? Because I felt there was a void in the real estate market being talked about on the radio. From the time Jay Lamont stopped doing it, I felt a void. A lot of people hear about it. There are some shows here and there, but I'm really in the business. I'm not a radio host, like I said. So that was something I wanted to do. I wanted to change lives. Is it going to make me money? Who knows? It might, but it might not. But is it fun? Yes, I'm having a ball sharing this because over the past 36 years, there's a lot of sales that have gone into my head. So as I went through this process, just giving you a little idea, Tommy, my business coach, all right, helped me figure out the funnels that I worked through. And that was done over 4 or 5 years ago. And then at that same point, we worked on figuring out what is the story. Every person you work with, every person around you, has a story. What makes that person function? What makes that person burn to get out of bed? What makes that person want to buy a house? And this is how I go about it when I talk with my clients, my sellers. A lot of people just spew and say how great they are and how they want to work with them. And you should because of X amount of houses and blah, blah, blah. Once you stop doing that and work with agents that worry about you, you're going to have a less stressful spot also. So we talk about story. S is your situation. What is your present situation? What is making you want to call and ask about that house? What is making you want to call to talk about selling your house? What has changed in your life in the past 24, 36, I don't know, 30 days, 90 days, 100 days? Need to know where your situation is, where you're presently standing. Next thing we're going to talk about is your target. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be in 30 days, 60 days? I have some clients say, look, I'm 18 months out, but I want to start the process because they're very analytical. I love that because then there's no dark holes. It's the ones that say, oh, I want to do this, but I don't want to do the work to figure out what I can afford and all that stuff, which is where the challenge is. So then what we're going to figure out is the target. What's your target date? What is the goal? Where do you want to be there? Why do you want to be there? What are you looking for in that house? How long are you going to plan on being there? The average person used to be, before COVID, 7.8 years in a house. Now I think it's just over 11 to 12 years. Yes, COVID threw it off a little bit, but again, people are staying a little longer. It's not like going back to the years when our grandmothers and grandfathers have sat there. I just sold a home for a family that they've had in the house, in their family. They built the house. The house was built in 1940. They were the second owner in 1955. They were raised in the house. The one brother had it. He passed and it just sold. That's a ton of years held by one family. That doesn't really exist that much. So you got your target. Then let's talk about that we always talk about is our objections. What is going to hold us back? What's holding you back from being able to do that? Do this by. Is it finances? Do you need to save some more money? Do you need to get your credit up? Do you need to have more job stability? Do you need to have more tax returns over 2 years? Do you need to decide, do you really want to buy or rent? And by the way, owning a house isn't for everybody. If you're transient and want to stay transient, rent. Philly is a great place to rent. I actually know people that come in the city and rent places just so they don't have to stay in hotels over the weekend. But they live in the suburbs, and they're empty nesters. So they come to the city for the weekend, and they leave and go back to the suburbs during the week where they work. Okay, so what are the objections that are going to hold you back from buying and or selling? As a seller, is the house need repair? Is there things that have been neglected? Does it need a roof? Is it over-cluttered? Is it out of date with paints? Are all the bathrooms in good shape? Those are things that you need to look at. And are they worth putting the money in? And are you going to get it out? Okay? Then what we're going to look at is the responses. The response to the objections. How do we fix them? Is it worth us to put $50,000 of investments, $20,000 of investments to help you sell the home and get you more? Or is it better that we just get it staged and presented the way that it is now? Because one, you may not have the capital, which again, there's opportunities and things that can take care of that. Okay, Curbio and some of the contractors will hold off on payment until settlement by signing notes and things like that. So there, that is available if you really want to do it. Okay, and then, or do you just want to sell and go? There's a lot of people out there in the world that just pick up the phone and say, "I'll give me cash for the house and I'll run." But again, there's other people that want to maximize. Most of the people want to maximize. And then also then we talk about the yikes and the yields. The yikes and the yields, the yikes are what happens if we don't sell it? What happens if we don't find you a home that you can get into in the next 30 to 60 days? That's a big stress, especially if you're losing your lease. Can you get an extension? Some landlords, if they haven't rented the place, will do it. They might give you a small bump for an increase. Some will just say it month to month, and that works. And then what is the yield? What is, if we do achieve that, how's that going to feel? What's it going to look like? So when we go through that process, which is your story, your situation, your target, your objections, your responses, and your yikes and your yields, it ultimately gives us a picture. It's like taking a puzzle. Instead of looking at it with pieces all from the side of the puzzle, we actually rise above it and we see how to make this work. And it becomes, okay, we put this piece here, we put this piece here, and all of a sudden we have a plan going from point A to point B. You don't go from here to California. Okay, maybe some of you can. I can't go from here to California without being on GPS. So theoretically, we're creating a GPS by going through your story. So on some of the hot topics we just talked about today is Philly a great place to live? Absolutely. If you need help, let me know. I'll be more than help. Happy to steer you some places to go see. Enjoy the city. Number two, interest rates. Don't worry about the interest rates. We're going to be talking about them more in the future. You can look at them on the internet. They're in the high sixes, the low sevens, depending on your credit rating and things of that nature. There are some fantastic programs out there. There are buy downs. There are all kinds of things that are there. But talk to a mortgage specialist for that stuff. Okay. Next thing is we talked about what is your story? Where are you going? And how are you going to get there? And the next thing we talked about, the things to look at, location, the condition, the terms, the agent you're working with, and then the price. Whether you're selling or buying, those are the key points that take place. What I'd like you to do is DM me if you go to Unscripted Real Estate, or you can in Instagram, or you can email me at craig@craiglurch.com. Any questions, I'll address them next week. Our goal is in the next couple sessions is to start going live also on Instagram and also be able to put video out. I also want to do a couple fun things. I did get a DM from a buddy of mine who is listening live on the radio from Nashville, Pete Middleton, a business partner of mine in eXp Realty Luxury. And his question to me all the time is, who has the best cheesesteak in Philly? I know. This is going to cause controversy, and we're going to have controversy every week. But again, it's only an opinion. Just like me here on the radio, I sell real estate. I got an opinion. I'm here. I'm only having fun sharing it. My favorite is Angelo's. Love my man, Danny. He's a kicker. Yes, you got to go stand in line. You got to do special orders, but Angelo's is my man. We get him for Eagles games and all that stuff. If you'd like me to share some other ideas, please send them to me. We're going to have some fun with some mortgage people, like we had mentioned, home inspectors coming up. I want to give you a thought pattern. I want to see if you're able to change lives for somebody this week and understand that by your changing lives, you're ultimately changing your own. As I've been here today, this is challenging because I'm just used to talking real estate. I'm not used to talking to a microphone. I'm used to talking to people, but I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I'm hoping this is affecting you guys in a positive way. One of the ideas, I had a buyer out the other day, and they actually said to me, Craig, I don't want to buy for the next 4 months. And I said to them, why is that? They said, well, it's just timing. I want to move in the spring. I'm like, okay. So why are we looking at things now? Well, I'm curious. Well, guess what? They ended up buying a house sooner. You know why? This time of year is the best time of year because this is when serious buyers and serious sellers are out there. So if you're thinking about it, you're on the edge, whether it's me or a friend, a family member, whoever else you know in real estate, and if you don't have anybody, give me a holler. I'd be more than happy to sit with you and go through that process we talked about earlier. This is the time. There's less competition. Everybody says, wait till after the Super Bowl. Bag after the Super Bowl. Do it now. You have less competition. If you're a seller, this is when competitive buyers. I loved the week between Christmas and New Year's. A lot of people were on vacation. I had two buyers go under contract and a seller go under contract. So just remember, when everybody else is going left in the real estate market, you want to be going right in the real estate market. Do what's good for you. It's about you and your purchase. It's about you and your sale and your time. Yes, the marketplace has its fluctuations. But if you're priced right and you're in good condition and your terms are there, you got a good agent and your location, house is going to sell. So as I had mentioned before, look forward to you changing somebody's life this week. I want to wish you the Eagles. Let's go. A little bit of a win. We're all here. To my boy Pete in Nashville, hey, want me to tell you some other favorite stories of restaurants that I like? Tune in to next week. We're going to talk about one of the suburbs ones that I like now. So have a blessed, wonderful, outstanding week. Go change a life. Craig Lurch, EXP Luxury, WWDB AM Talk Radio 860. I'm out of here. Time to go sell some houses, and I'm sending you a blessed day.